Roman Polanski is the director of such critically acclaimed films as Rosemary's Baby, Knife in the Water, Tess, Chinatown, and Repulsion. Polanski has a new movie opening this week called Frantic. It stars Harrison Ford. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
To anyone interested in movies, watching Roman Polanski direct is a real treat. He's a crafty little leprechaun, leaping among the actors, the cameramen, the gaffers, and set designers, jabbering nonstop, telling filthy jokes and poking his head into everybody's business. One minute he grabs a hammer from a set carpenter and shows him how it's done. The next he's arranging the lights, while the cinematographer, the man in charge of those lights, gapes. And he does all this without incurring the least resentment from anyone, because, as they'll be the first to tell you, he knows their jobs better than they do. As an all-round film technician, Polanski has few peers. Even as his new movie, Frantic, falls to pieces before your eyes, you can sense Polanski's expertise. He has an extraordinary command of the details, and it's details that make the first half of this thriller gripping. The movie begins as a San Francisco doctor, played by Harrison Ford, and his wife, played by Betty Buckley, arrive in Paris. It's early morning, because that's when flights arrive in Paris, and Polanski handles their protracted arrival beautifully. It's a tour de force of observation that any seasoned traveler will recognize frame by frame and moment by moment, from check-in to room service. Then, while Ford is in the shower, the phone rings. His wife answers, and a few moments later leaves the room. She doesn't return. By midday, it's become clear that she's been kidnapped, and Ford's search for her leads him into a world of drugs and thugs and night-blossoming good-time girls, particularly one played by a heavy-lidded beauty named Emmanuelle Seigner.
But they want my suitcase. Why do they take your wife?
When I find them, I'll ask them. Who hired you?
Dede hired me.
Who hired Dede?
I don't know. I don't... If they knew me, they would kill me. I gave them the wrong suitcase this morning, and instead they killed Dede.
No, I don't think so.
You think I lie?
What did you bring back from San Francisco? Was it dope?
No.
Isn't that what you do for a living, smuggle dope?
Not this time.
Harrison Ford spends most of this movie regarding Emmanuelle Seigner as though she were some ungainly form of insect life, and the plot doesn't thicken so much as it fattens. The number of implausibilities per scene brims over into double digits, and yet Polanski's craftsmanship keeps its hold on your attention. The sardonic humor one recalls from his early movies comes into play every time a pair of bumblers from the American embassy tries to lend a helping hand. And Polanski plays with props and settings and the temperaments of his villains with an elan that kept reminding me of Hitchcock. Unfortunately, as the movie reaches its second hour, Polanski devotes more and more screen time to Emmanuelle Seigner, which is his right. She is, after all, his girlfriend of the moment. But Seigner is no actress, and Polanski never succeeds in fleshing out her character. She's supposed to be an amoral street girl who develops a conscience and a heart of gold. By the film's climax, she's become the picture's chief interest, which is why the movie loses hours. It isn't the first time that Polanski's love life has interfered with his art, but then Frantic marks the first time in a decade that Polanski's art has been so abundantly evident.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.